What about on the front porch in the summertime, you sit out there, if you've got the light on, what comes and flies around the thing?
Oh, mosquitoes and insects of all kinds.
Okay, but the big wing one that runs right up against the light. It's like a butterfly. You ever hear them call it camouflage?
Camouflage. And they'll get in the house, too, if the light's in the doors open.
Back when you used to have lamps, they'd fly right into the flame.
Oh, yeah, sure would.
What about the one that gets in your clothes in the winter? If you store your winter clothes, and you'll get in there and eat holes in them.
Yeah, that's a mole thing.
Okay. What about a bug that flashes a light on its tail when it flies?
Yeah, like a lightning bug.
Okay. And I bet you call this one a snake doctor. Did you ever heard of a snake doctor?
Yeah, It flies around, yeah.
Right around the water.
Yeah, around the water. So you can say there's a snake there pretty close. That's a snake doctor.
I wonder if there's ever that. I used to.
I don't know.
It used to scare me to death. I'd see one of those things just to be sure there was a snake there.
Yeah, I used to look for snakes.
Well, I never went looking for no snake. I just assumed that there was a snake there.
Yeah.
What about a thing that lives in the bug that lives in the woods and makes a big kind of a paper nest and he'll sting you?
Oh, that's a yellow jacket nesting.
Well, okay.
Sometimes. Hornets is in the ground, ain't they?
Yeah, I think so.
I think they are too. And the yellow jacket, not a yellow jacket, it's a. What is that?
There's a wasp and a.
That's a hornet's nest.
Hornet's nest, but it would be. Yeah, I guess in paper, lots of people get it and varnish them.
Yeah.
Did you ever see one there?
Yeah, they make pretty decorations.
Yeah, that is a hornet's nest.
Well, what about a wasp?
Wasp.
Will he sting you?
Yes, he'll sting.
What kind of nest does he have?
Well, it's made sort of like a honeycomb, I guess it's called.
What about the one that gets up sometimes under the eaves of your house and builds a nest out of mud and he doesn't sting?
Oh, that's a dirt duffer, ain't
it? Yeah. And now, we're talking about a yellow jacket. Would you consider that call that a wasp or a hornet?
Well, I'd call it a yellow jacket.
Okay.
I don't know what they call it that.
What about the little bug that you can't see that gets on your legs and makes you itch?
Oh, little tigger.
Yeah. At home now, we call those red bugs.
Yeah, they do, but they it's a little seed pigs too get on you.
Yeah. Well, let's see. What about, is it that a spider makes to catch an insect?
Web.
Okay. And what kind of tree is it let me think. Zacchaeus climbed one of them in the Bible. Some people call them a button ball. Right.
Sycamore,
yeah. Oh, I couldn't remember Zacchaeus' name there for a minute. What are the most common trees around where you live?
Oh, oaks, and we have oaks and hickories and black oaks and all in our yard.
Mm-hmm.
I live out in the country, you know that. We've got hick trees and pine trees.
And a lot of pine trees, I suppose.
Yeah, we have lots of pine trees down there.
Too many.
Yeah.
No, you can't have too many pine trees.
I'm dead set against pine trees.
Why?
I think it's a hazard to the wildlife.
Why?
Because it's just destroying the food for the wildlife.
A pine tree?
Sure, yes. Squirrels can't eat pine cones.
Oh, that's pretty.
Rabbits can't eat.
They cut the acorns. Trees stand.
Deer can't eat. Deer eat acorns.
Yeah,
acorns. Oak acorns. You know.
Yeah,
where is he digging up?
Pine trees. They keep you warm. And they just keep you warm.